In a world that gets more mysterious every day, where government conspiracies and cover-ups are the norm, you need a beacon of truth. You need the Paranormal Patriot. Alrighty, everybody, thank you for finding me. Thank you for listening to The Paranormal Patriot. As always, I am your host wearing the tinfoil hat. My name is Tom Velasquez. So now I want to jump into the show, but before I do, I have to thank all of the listeners that took the time out of their busy schedule to send me words of encouragement, to send me words of support and prayer so I can relay those words to my family. My family and I are overwhelmed with the amount of support that the listeners of this show have given us. It's unfortunate that it takes times like this to realize how much people actually care. But it is at this time that, again, we are overwhelmed. We're going through a lot right now, and I can tell you without any shadow of doubt that every little word of encouragement, every little prayer that every one of you sent to me to relay to my wife helps lift our spirits that much more. I didn't give you the synopsis of what's going on for your support. Prayers, they're always welcome. I am becoming a firm believer in the power of prayer. But I did that show because I had so many people asking me, what's going on, Tom? And I felt I had to tell. I mean, I've been doing the show for 4 years. I have developed a pretty core group of listeners that are, I consider, really close friends. And some of you had no idea what was going on. All I keep talking about on my show is how much my health is at risk, how much I'm hurting, how sick I am. So everybody just assumed that it was me. Well, for some reason, I got out of it. I got free of the sickness. But my wife, who I would take her illness in a heartbeat to spare her the pain, depression, and discomfort that she's having right now, she got it. I don't get it. Life is a funny, fickle adventure. I don't get it. But I wanted to start the show by saying thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone for your uplifting and encouraging words of support to my wife and my family. We truly need all the support and all the prayers and all the uplifting thoughts we can have to get by this time in our lives. And if you've ever dealt with cancer, you know that this is not a solo fight. No one fights alone. This is it's almost a community effort. And I consider the listeners in this whole podcast a community. And I think with the positive prayers and the positive thoughts and the words of encouragement, I really think we have a chance. So I just wanted to start the show by saying thank you. You didn't have to say anything. You could have just listened to the show and said, huh, oh well. Or you could have said, man, that sucks. But you took the time. You took the time to say, Tom, we're thinking of you and your family in this time. And we're praying for them. Or we're giving them positive thoughts. Or anything in that ilk. And you have no idea. And I will never be able to express in words how much that means to me. So I just wanted to start the show and say thank you. That's all I can say. Because my feeble brain can't put into words my sincere appreciation for everyone. So the most it can come up with that makes sense is thank you. Now let's move on with the show. Today's show, we're going to get back into it. You know, I got to get back, as I said, I've got to get back to normalcy. The doctor talking to my wife says, you've got to do the things you love. Keep your mind off of it. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to go back right back into how the Paranormal Patriot was before. We're going to talk about Chicago. Because when I thought the Batman reports were diminishing, they haven't really diminished. So we're going to talk about that. And then we're going to talk about the skinny repeal, but more importantly, John McCain. I want my listeners to know what I think is going on and my opinions on John McCain. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to sit back, I'd like you to relax, and I'd like you to open your mind, because we're going to talk about a creature in Chicago that is said not to exist. However, the witnesses say otherwise. We'll be right back. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. So anyone that has had any medical issues, any type of situation that they've had to repeat over and over and over, knows that eventually that can grate on you. You're just tired of telling everybody the same story. And that's the situation myself and my wife and my family are in right now. What we did, and this is not a cop-out, this is just to let everybody know without having to relive the story, the horror that we're going through 20, 30 times a day, we have started a blog. If you would like to know what's going on and how my wife is doing, there are two ways to find out. You can go to www.michellesjourneywithcancer.blogspot.com. Again, michellesjourneywithcancer.blogspot.com, or on Facebook, Michelle's Journey with Cancer. That will lead you to the blog site. What I am doing is I am keeping everyone updated via the blog. It saves us a lot of time, a lot of heartache, and it keeps everyone updated on the progress and the situation revolving around my wife. There are a lot of people that are concerned about what is going on with her. Many of these people have never met her. So we figured this is the best way to do it. And it has had resounding results. People are so happy because all they have to do is click on the blog, look at the latest update, and know exactly what we know at that time. And it's easier on us because that way we don't have to continue to relive the situation we are going through. So again, if you are interested in finding out exactly how Michelle is progressing, how she is doing, how the treatment is doing, and what is next in the treatment plan, go to michellesjourneywithcancer.blogspot.com or go to Facebook, Michelle's Journey with Cancer. If you like the page on Facebook, like the page, share the page. This is a very, very rare cancer that is not well known, and we need to raise the awareness of this cancer. Any help you can give myself and my family would be greatly appreciated, and I thank you in advance. it appears I have jumped the gun. One of my last shows, I said it looks like the Chicago Batman sightings are beginning to die down a little bit, and they may be moving north. Well, I jumped the gun a little bit, because while I was off dealing with the situation we are, the emails kept rolling in, and I have three emails here of additional from June and July sightings of a Batman humanoid-like creature in Chicago. So let's start. Friday, June 30th, approximately 10:30 p.m. in the 2500 block of North Milwaukee Avenue in Logan Square. The witness states that he was outside the location leaning against a wall while smoking a cigarette. He was alone at the time except for a few other people walking along the street. He then noticed a large bat-like creature flying above the streetlights, and he approximated them to be 60 to 70 feet away over the lot across the street. As the witness focused on the flying Batman, he noticed that it was actually a bat-like humanoid. The body was 5 to 5.5 feet in length and grayish in color. It was well illuminated by the streetlights. The head was human-like, but was much thinner and had a pointed crest extending from the back of its head, which similar to a pterodactyl, I guess. The head was turned away from the witness so he could not see the eyes or the face. The body was tapered towards the back, and it looked like there were short legs or appendages tucked underneath it. And that was followed by a short, rounded extension or tail. The wings had a full span of approximately 8 to 10 feet and were attached along the body. The wings were a bat-like membrane, but heavy like that of a pterodactyl. The witness noticed that the being flapped its wings to gain speed and height, then it would glide. There was no sound, and it was moving swiftly above the streetlights across North Milwaukee Avenue and then burst upwards into the clouds. He was not sure if there were other witnesses since the being flew by quickly. Then we're going to jump to July 24th, 2017, from the Willis Tower at 233 South Wacker Drive. The witness states that he was outside the Franklin Tap on 325 South Franklin Street while smoking a cigarette. He was alone at the time, though there were many people walking along the sidewalk. He happened to look upwards towards the Willis Tower and noticed a human-like figure standing near the top of the building. In a perched position, the being looked like a 6-foot human with tall wings that extended a few feet above the body. As he watched, the being leaped off the building, stretched out his wings, dipped, and swooped upwards. It gained altitude as it flapped its wings and headed off in a northern direction. The witness states that the being's outstretched wings were not very large, maybe 6 to 8 feet from tip to tip, but were very jagged and insect-like, and he said they were shaped similar to a moth. The being was also dark green in color and had a body form like that of a mantis. The legs seemed to be human-like and extended beyond the body while flying. He called it a human, insect, and bird mix that seemed to mutate while in flight. The witness states that he has not heard of any of the previous sightings and that the other people he talked to were unaware of the sightings as well. Now let's move just a couple days after that to July 26, 2017 at approximately 12:30 a.m. This gentleman states, "I hesitated to send this in for two reasons. First, I am still not 100% sure that I believe it myself. And second, I'm trying to be a journalist and I don't want this kind of report to discredit me from any career opportunities in the future. That's why I'm sending this anonymously. And that's why I'm not interested in following up with this in any way, shape, or form. I was talking about this story while drinking with my siblings the other night, and my sister pointed out that it reminded her of some of the stories she'd seen circulating online. When I looked into it myself, I was surprised to see that the story had already been partially reported earlier this month. On June 29th, I was walking home from getting Wendy's with a small group of friends when one of my friends pointed at a dark shape in a tree on the corner of West 81st and South Throop. The thing was big, but details were hard to make out at night. Then the thing jumped out of the tree and flew onto the roof of an apartment building on the same block. When it flew, I got a chance to see that it was a tall, dark thing with wide wings. Nothing like the Mothman statue they've got at Point Pleasant. A group of people have started to form on the corner with my friends and me. Then some of the other people on the corner, whom I hadn't met previously, flagged down a cop car and pointed the thing out. That's when my friends and I quietly slipped away. I'm a transgender woman, and I've had my share of bad interactions with the police. My friends felt similarly. I now believe that the officer I saw was the same officer who reported a story about seeing this thing on the same night. I still think it might have a logical explanation, but I thought there might be others interested in hearing this story and coming to their own conclusions. I've asked the question pretty much every time I do one of these shows. What is going on in Chicago? Just when I thought that the Batman, Owlman, Mothman, whatever you want to call them, phenomenon was dying down, it rears its ugly head again. People are seeing the same thing. Now keep in mind the praying mantis, the green color, that can be misconstrued. It could be lighting. It could be all determination. But for the most part, every single one of these encounters, they describe the exact same thing. Something is going on in Chicago. Something is flying above the city of Chicago. I know I have paranormal groups out there listen to this show. Let's step up. If I've got to get Prism activated again, I'm going to. I've got to get to Chicago and find out what is going on down there. In my present condition, in my present state, I don't have time to do it. I need a paranormal group that is willing to take up the challenge and go find out what in the world people are seeing in Chicago. That's just the tip of the iceberg. There are more and more stories, but I don't want to just dedicate 2 hours of show to this whole story. I'll continue to give you updates. And if you have a paranormal group, or you have seen this, or anything of this that could be construed as informative, let me know. Contact me at The Paranormal Patriot at Zoho.com or on Facebook at The Paranormal Patriot. Contact me. Let me know what you've seen. Let me know what you're capable of doing. And let me know when it can be done. We have got to get to the bottom of this. This has been 3-4 months now that people are seeing a strange humanoid flying above the skies in Chicago. Let's get to the bottom of it. We're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to come back and finish the show with my thoughts on the skinny repeal of Obamacare. What a nightmare. Sit back, relax, keep that mind open. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot, and we will be right back. We'll be right back. I am pleased to announce that the next segment of this show is being brought to you by Black Crow Paranormal. Black Crow Paranormal is located in Blackburn on Mosley Street in the United Kingdom. Black Crow's mission is simple, and that is to become the number one ghost group on Facebook and number one ghost team in the world. I don't care what type of paranormal you're dealing with. It can be ghosts, it can be Bigfoot, it can be monsters, it can be aliens, or just any type of mystery. Black Crow Paranormal is there for you. If you're in the UK and my UK listenership is growing every month, give them a chance. Get a hold of Black Crow Paranormal. They can be contacted at blackcrowp@outlook.com. They have a Twitter account at BlackCrowP and also a YouTube account at Black Crow Paranormal. This group has been around since January 2015 with the sole purpose of investigating the paranormal. So, if you are interested in the paranormal, contact Black Crow Paranormal. They can share insights and ideas with you. If you are in the UK and you have any paranormal entities or any paranormal experiences, contact Black Crow Paranormal. I am pleased to announce that Black Crow Paranormal is one of the major sponsors of the Paranormal Patriot. All right, we're going to end the show on a political note. This week, as I think it was actually Friday morning at 1:30, the Senate has officially killed the repeal of Obamacare. The Republicans have basically done what they call a skinny repeal, which is just repealing certain parts of Obamacare, and they still could not get the deal done. The deciding no vote was cast by John McCain. Now, John McCain and Vice President Pence were seen in an engaged, animated, lengthy conversation in the minutes leading up to the McCain vote. Now, Vice President McCain was there in anticipation of casting the tie-breaking vote. However, with McCain's no vote, the vote failed by a 49-51 setback. Now, regardless of your thoughts regarding this repeal of Obamacare, to me, the way I look at it, there is a more pressing issue. Three Republican senators voted against the repeal: Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and the aforementioned John McCain of Arizona. Collins is basically not a surprise, as she was not expected to cast a yes vote. Murkowski, she ran on the promise of repealing Obamacare. McCain ran and promised his constituents that he would repeal Obamacare. In fact, he voted in 2014 to repeal Obamacare. But the problem is, it was just parliamentary. It was just a show. He knew at that time, I can show my constituents that I don't want Obamacare, and they're going to vote for me to get me reelected. Even though I know that with Obama in office, there's no way in God's green earth that this is going to pass. It was a game. But now, when push comes to shove, John McCain's true colors are revealed. So who do we blame for this? Do we blame the voters of Arizona who for the past 30 years have voted this weasel into office? Do we blame the Republicans in general? Bob Portman, Lisa Murkowski, John McCain, who ran on the promise that they would repeal Obamacare. And when they knew there was no chance in hell that Obamacare was going to be repealed in 2014 because the architect, the namesake of the plan, was still in office, they voted full-heartedly to repeal it. But now when they have a chance to repeal it, they say no. And I know you're asking, Tom, why are you picking on John McCain here? Because John McCain is the biggest culprit in this. John McCain, he received hugs from Dianne Feinstein and other Democrat senators as he walked up to the podium to say no. This right here shows me that this is not a Republican. You can't count him as a Republican. He can sit there and say, well, this was not in the best interest of America. While he's watching his constituents, the people that voted him in, he's watching their rates skyrocket. His constituents voted him in under his promise during his campaign that he would repeal Obamacare. What does his constituents say now? What do Lisa Murkowski's constituents say now? What do Robert Portman's constituents say now? They're not representing their constituents because their constituents elected them into office as one of the main reasons to do so was to repeal Obamacare because Obamacare is crippling the middle class. The Republicans in general are turning on Donald Trump, and it is a travesty. They want to sit there and say, it is not what's best for America. But what is? The fact that we can't afford our health care now? Everybody's got to have it. You pay exorbitant rates. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Lie. Your rates will go down $2,500 a year. Lie. That's just the tip of the iceberg. And they know this. They knew this going forth when they implemented Obamacare. Let it be known that this, in my opinion, was the plan of Obamacare from the get-go. It was to implement it, let it fail. But their plans got thwarted a little by Donald Trump. They never expected Donald Trump to be in office. They expected a Democrat to be in office when Obamacare failed. And trust me, this thing is on a ledge of failing. The issue is, when it failed, they expected to have a Democrat in, and they expected that Democrat to usher in single-payer health care. Well, now there's a Republican in name in the office that wants nothing to do with it. He doesn't want single-payer health care. So this screws with their plans, and this screws with the elitists, the Washington plan. I am convinced right now the Democrats and the Republicans are one and the same. They are not out for the American people. They've got an agenda. And that agenda does not benefit you and I. Let's look at John McCain. John McCain has just been diagnosed with a very aggressive form of brain cancer. And look, I feel for the guy. I understand. Trust me, if anybody understands the cancer word, it's me. I feel for him. But how did he get that determination? He went in for a routine checkup. Now, I don't know about you and I, but my routine checkups don't constitute and don't include essentially a full body scan that will detect a blood clot behind his eye or behind your eye or behind my eye or behind John McCain's eye. We don't do that in my neck of the woods. That blood clot then revealed the aggressive form of cancer. My issue on this whole thing is John McCain just voted no to repeal Obamacare. When he is using a completely different form of healthcare that you and I have access to, if we were to go in for a routine checkup, would they do a scan? Would they do anything that would determine, oh, you have a blood clot behind your eye. Let's take care of that. Oh, you have an aggressive form of cancer. No. Our insurance is dictated by the government now. And don't let anybody tell you differently. The government is now dictating every policy to these insurance companies. I've told you the nightmare I went through. We've had an update on it. Go to Michelle's Journey with Cancer on Facebook or Michelle's Journey with Cancer.blogspot.com and find the update. But I've told you about my nightmare. Everybody is dealing with nightmares because the government just deems itself needing to be involved in our health care. John McCain has a different health care plan than you and I. And he just voted against repealing the nightmare that is Obamacare. Therefore, basically telling us, look, you deal with what you got. I got my own health care. Their needs, and I think there's one starting, but there needs to be an upswell, a grassroots movement of people that say, look, if you are voting in and voting to keep Obamacare, that's what you get. And you abide by the same rules as the constituents that voted you into office. It's only fair. Do I think it'll ever happen? No, not in a million years, because these people are too power hungry and too greedy. It's a nice thought, though. It just amazes me the audacity of these people to go in front of their constituents and blatantly, absolutely blatantly lie to their face, saying they will repeal Obamacare. And it's on record. Murkowski, Portman voted for a repeal. Murkowski voted for repeal. McCain voted for a repeal of Obamacare in 2014, two and a half, three years ago. But now when they can actually be done, when we can turn this thing around and eliminate. Look, my rates have skyrocketed. I was hoping beyond hope that this was going to be repealed so I could have some semblance of help in deductibles alone. But these people will lie to their constituents. They'll tell them anything they want to hear to get elected. And then when push comes to shove, they do what they want. I'm imploring my listeners, look to see where your senator voted on this. If they voted no, get them out of office. Obamacare is a train wreck. Obamacare, look, Trump said it. All right, three Republicans voted against repealing Obamacare. Let it fail. And it's going to fail. It was designed to fail. The problem is, there's not a Democrat in office now. If there was, we'd be talking about single-payer health care. And oh gosh, we don't want that. That's the government, our almighty government, deciding what plan you can get on and what type of coverage you have. Do you really want your government deciding your health and what type of coverage you have? Again, as you can imagine, healthcare, insurance, is at the forefront of my life right now. I'm not happy with it. My deductibles, my rates have gone up through the roof. But yet, these people who voted, who had their constituents vote for them because they would repeal it, decided, no, now's not the time. Now is not the time, because now we might actually get it done, and that's not part of the agenda. Again, I think at this point, the Republicans and the Democrats are in cahoots with each other. We don't have a two-party system. We have a one-party system. I really, truly think we need to add another party to that. Now is the time. Not during the presidential election. Now is the time. Get that third party in there. A party that will represent its constituents. If your constituents voted you in, you go back to your constituents and you say, what would you like me to do? Would you like me to repeal this? And if the majority say yes, you go back to Washington and you vote to repeal whatever they want. You vote. You do what your constituents say. God, that's a novel thought. But that is not how it happens in Washington today. It's frustrating. Can we ever drain the swamp? I don't know. I really don't know. That swamp is deep and it's pretty dreadful. There are a lot of alligators, snakes, who knows what's in there that are ready to take you out. And I don't know if Donald Trump can drain it. But the thing is, he's at least trying. The Republican Party and the Democrat Party, he's got everybody against him. It's our job as the voting public to find out what, do a little research and find out how our people who we put in office are voting. Are they voting our wishes? Are they voting on what they promised they would do? Or are they corrupted by the mentality of Washington? And if they are, there's only one choice. They gotta go. It's as simple as that. And all it takes is you and I to go out and vote them out. Don't vote by name recognition. Debbie Stabenow in my state of Michigan has been voted in solely by name recognition. I don't know who this guy is. Oh, I've heard of Debbie Stabenow. She must be good. Because we have so many uninformed voters. It's time the voters of America get knowledgeable. And start to vote for people who follow and will do. And will vote along their belief system. Because they're the ones that brought you there. I don't know. It might be a pipe dream of mine, but in my utopia, politicians do the will of the people. I'd like to see it one day. I don't know. Anyway, that'll be the show for this week. Thank you for listening. Please share the show. Go to Michelle's JourneyWithCancer.com, on Blogspot.com, or on Facebook. Hit the like button. Anything you can do to raise awareness of this rare neuroendocrine cancer is a benefit to everybody who is afflicted with this awful, awful cancer. Thank you for listening. We will talk to you next week. This is the Paranormal Patriot.